News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 this morning, April 17th. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda's got a doctor's appointment this morning, so she's not going to be here. But so you get me. But you also get a lot more today. Today we're going to have a gent from the Red Bluff Roundup, who is a bullfighter. And, you know, yesterday we talked to the stock contractor and about bulls and horses and how they're breeding bulls and making them tougher. And when you make the bulls tougher, the cowboys come off them a little bit harder. And then there's the bullfighter who, instead of running as just common sense tells you to leave the area if there's a mad bull, he goes right at the bull to rescue and to keep the cowboys safe. So we're going to talk to him about this job. And then, of course, Sheriff Tom Basinko is going to be with us today. And we're going to talk to Tom about the about Boston and just, you know, just some generalities about, you know, terrorist acts and terrorist attacks that, you know, possibilities here in Shasta County and how we, and how the Sheriff's Department reacts to these things and, what happens if they do get notified that they think there's a bomb in the area and all that kind of stuff. We've got that. We're going to be talking about, looks like drones are on their way to Reading. If you got comments about that, I sure would like to hear them, because there's a lot of people down at the city council last night, a lot of people upset about this vote. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the new gun laws that have just been proposed in California. It looks like the ones on the national level are getting shot down, but not the ones here in Sacramento. Wait till you hear about these. And if it'll change. If you like to shoot, if you like to target shoot or hunt, or you have rifles in your possession, you might be surprised at the things that they're going to change, are going to try to change. And of course, then we're going to talk about changes to the insurance plans and what this means to you. And, it's just a number of things we're going to talk about. But first, Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning.
And what's the, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
What's the weather like?
73 and sunny for your high today. The overnight low will be 48. 81 for a high tomorrow. Currently 41 in Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow is, of course, Pizza Night. But Saturday, Linda singing out there with the Pat Karch Trio and Coach Bob is going to be sitting in, it looks like. So if you want to have a great time Saturday night, make reservations at 474-5546. We always have a great time out at Anselmo's when Linda's singing and the group are together. Now, let's go to our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the weekly roller coaster ride continues. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 120 points at 14,636. The S&P 500 is off 16 points at 1558, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 39 points at 3225. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 127 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 42 cents at $11.86. Barrick Gold up a penny at $18.87. Sprint Nextel adding a nickel at $7.25. While Citigroup is off 78 cents at $45.88. Of local interest, PG&E is down a dime at $46.88. Safeway down 21 cents at $26.42. North Valley Bank adding 9 cents at $17.50. And Harley-Davidson down 35 cents at $51.28. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.71%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.22. Oil's down 93 cents a barrel at $88.10. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $23.91 an ounce at $13.91.70. Silver is up 28 cents at $23.65. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Stop on by Park Marina Drive where their offices are at, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. As you know, the Wall Street and the markets are going up and down. They're quite volatile. You need to have somebody that this is their job. They check it out. They look at it. They understand why these things are happening. That's the people down at their Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking about, let's start talking about drones. We'll be right back.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Hot cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show. It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 cars on display. The cruise and community show and shines all week long.
Today starts off with a show and shine at the Shasta View Chevron, brought to you by Cross Petroleum. Then the fundraiser for the Foothill High School Band inside the Mega Tent, starting at 6 p.m. with music by the Foothill Cougar Band and the Jazz Cats.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium today through Sunday.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Sponsored by PG&E, Peterson Caterpillar, Wind River Casino, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Logo USA, and KNVN Channel 24.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
I am the eye in the sky.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carla Lindabod. 51 degrees out there, 714 in the, you know, Bob, you play such great bump music. The Eye in the Sky. Because we're going to be talking about drones today. So, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Stop by Espresso Joe's for great coffee. You can buy coffee beans and anything else you want there about making coffee. And then walk next door to the funnest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew, supporting this community for 30 years. Joe and Shelley have been. Stop by. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, drones, last night in the city council and with great opposition out there from both the conservative and the liberal side of our community, the ACLU and the Tea Party and everything in between, the Reading City Council voted to allow drones to land at the Redding Airport as part of this deal with Ventura County to use this as a test area up there. The vote was Rick Bassetti, Francie Sullivan, and Missy MacArthur for, Jones against, and here's the surprise, Gary Cadd abstained. Now, I didn't see in the I'll call Gary today. Maybe we'll get Gary on this week. Find out why Gary abstained, because he was really against this last time and said that they were, you know, dangerous, or they could be. Anyway, the so what we're going to find out is, why did Gary abstain from this one? We understand why Jones. Jones was on and talked about why he thought it wasn't a good idea. And but let's find out about Gary, why Gary abstained from this vote, because it caused, I guess it seemed like it caused some consternation last night. So what this means is that Shasta County can be also included in this proposal to have drones land at the airport. And from what I understand, they can't be they're no more than 25 pounds, that they have to follow flight paths in and out and before they go to the training areas. The whole thing, as we're facing throughout the United States with this and people fighting this from all political positions, is the loss of privacy. And if they're flying over, what rights do you have? Bruce Ross had an editorial and it says, hey, this has got to be at the national level, that every city can't make their, and county can't make their own, rules. Well, yes, it has to be done at national level, but it also has to be, I think the county should have to, or city should have a right to be able to say, I don't want a drone flying over unless I know what they're doing. I don't want a drone flying over my backyard while my 16-year-old daughter's out, you know, having a pool party with her girlfriends. I mean, do you have a right for that privacy in your backyard? And these are the rules that have to be out there, but are they there? Anyway, this was a big thing. This was bigger. This drone story's got big legs on it. It keeps going on and on and on. And let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. I just kind of knew when there aren't any restrictions there. I don't know where you got your info from, but there's...
I didn't say. I said there needs to be restrictions.
No, I'm sorry. What I meant to say is that you had made mention of the fact that, you know, where the drones take off, what they do, all that kind of stuff, that has to be negotiated. In fact, that was an interesting point last night when they called Rob Dinger back up again, because Gary Cadd, who did abstain, and I'm sure he'll call you and let you know, and I think what he did, I can understand his reasoning for it, but when Rob Dinger was brought back up to ask if, in fact, some of the concerns that you and I and a lot of people have on, you know, what can these things
privacy.
Do, can we basically... set policy on how we want them to be handled and stuff here. Rob Dinger's response was, well, we can try and negotiate that. What? The other thing was crazy, because this is all about jobs. I mean, that pretty much this is all about jobs. It's about the economy. Pretty much it is. Well, in Rob Dinger's presentation, and I'll preface this by saying, okay, I want to sell you some flowers. And I want to sell you these flowers, and I'm going to make these flowers smell as good as possible. And I'm going to make sure I have plenty of these flowers for you. The whole presentation of Rob Dinger was to bring about that there will be 17,000 jobs brought about in the state of California in over 10 years, bringing a revenue of $2 billion. That's over 10 years. That's 1,700 jobs a year. Best case scenario. Now, there are 40 million people in California.
Is that 1700 jobs a year?
1,700 a year. That's
in California, though, right?
Yeah, but that's all.
Not, yeah, but that's not North County. That or not,
no,
North State.
That's
just everywhere.
The state. Right.
Okay.
And so he's bringing, this is the argument to bring to light. My question is, okay, where are these jobs coming from? And there was a gentleman later on that got up and does something for the county, does some sort of job hunting or searching or something for the county, British fellow. And he got up and he spoke about how this would bring laboratories and universities and all this stuff to Reading. It's like, what? How does that work? We're $90 billion in debt in the state. 5 minutes before the meeting, I'm talking to Chief Poletti. He's saying, man, they're letting out more people. This is not getting good. And we're talking about a possibility of two jobs coming to Reading? What? We're missing an industry? Really? And if Reading is such great airspace and we have such a great testing ground, and to test what? What are you going to test if they can fly? If Reading has such a great testing ground, then why in the world would someone give up on us if they need a partner? We have to jump into this by May 6th. So I think that weighing it. Now, of course, this first letter is simply, it has nothing to do as far as being binding goes.
Right.
So I understand that part. But if they do sign that MO, they're in trouble. And that's the thing. So I think that where Gary's position is, he wants to wait and see what happens with this and get more information. But they sign this letter of intent. It's non-binding.
Okay, so it's non-binding, so they still have a, you know what, they're taking a look at it. Say, look, you know what, if we don't like this, then we can still vote it down.
Well, that's very true, but see, the whole premise of it, see, I guess the frustration on my part is how can you possibly bring something to light or say that you want to do something about jobs when it can't be about jobs? Where are the jobs? I mean, 30 people asked, where are the jobs? No one can answer that question. There isn't any jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to have some guy pull him back and forth. The other thing is Wyatt Paxton was interesting. He brought up the point.
You know what? Terry, I need to talk about this. So I want to talk about this tomorrow because I have a guest sitting here right now. And
I've got to
take a break. No, it's not you because this is a big story. So at tomorrow, say around 7 o'clock, why don't you give me a call? And we can, let's talk about this for half an hour. Maybe, and I'll get a hold of Gary.
Does the sun come up at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, it does. And your heart beats. And I'll get a hold of Gary Cadd too and see what he has to say.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks a lot, Terry.
Bye.
All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, we're going to be talking about something that's pretty important right now. I mean, of course, the drones were important, but we're going to discuss that a lot tomorrow. I've got Wendy Zanatelli with me, who's the president and CEO of the United Way of Northern California. That's a big job.
It is.
It is a big job. And we met Wendy, about a year ago?
Yep.
Yeah. But now you've got something going. We got to get the word out.
Yes, we do. So we have a new program called Working Strategies for Women, and it's a group of community members that have come together. with the goal of promoting living wage and self-sustainability for women in Shasta County through employment and entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So it's a great program. You can learn more about it on our Facebook page. And while you're there, we are up for a $25,000 grant through State Farm Community Assist. And the only way we can get this is through Facebook votes.
Okay. So what's your Facebook page?
So Working Strategies for Women.
Okay. So you go there.
Yep.
And then you?
Scroll down a little bit, and there is a link to the State Farm app where you can go on and vote.
And you can vote?
Every community member gets 10 votes per day, and voting is open until April 22nd.
So everybody, we could have, in other words, 9 million votes out of Shasta, out of just Reading.
We could.
And where would that put us? Up over the top?
So originally there was 3,000 applications received for this.
Okay.
It was whittled down to 200. The top 200 have this voting capability, and you have to be in the top 40 in order to get it. It's a $25,000 grant.
We have a little way to go here.
We do.
So everybody needs to go to Working Strategies for Women Facebook page. Scroll down a little bit till you get to the link for State Farm. Pop onto that, and you can vote 10 times a day. So can you vote 10, you'll vote and then come back and vote again and vote again, so you don't have, I mean, like in 5 minutes?
You can vote all 10 votes at one time.
Oh, at one time?
Yep.
Why wouldn't people do that?
I know. And this is the only program up for a grant in the North State at all. There's grants all over the country. So if we can get all of our residents behind this, we can make sure $25,000 comes to the North State for jobs.
All right. Well, we still got 3 minutes to talk about it.
Oh, all right then.
Let's talk about it.
So we're,
how did this thing start?
So Working Strategies for Women was actually, the county held a convening a couple of years ago called Roots of Our Health to identify the biggest needs in our area. And one of them was living wage jobs for women. And so this collaborative grew out of it. It's really neat. It's got people from the private sector, the public sector, nonprofit sector, all coming together with the common goal of making this thing happen.
Well, that's great. And you're not the first one. I've seen this before. Linda has been talking about it, and we've had other people for the Working Strategies for Women. And this, again, is to help help women get training, get jobs.
Yes, and actually it's got components for rural outsourcing. So we're bringing jobs in from out of the area that are at living wage, as well as for the entrepreneurship.
What's a living wage?
It depends on how many people are in your family, but for a woman and a child, it's $19.14, somewhere around there.
Really?
So, yeah, so about 50% of our jobs that were posted in the last 3 months are living wage.
Why are you looking at me that bad, Bob? I'm not giving you living wage? It's a damn good thing Brenda's working. It's a good thing Linda's working. Okay, so, so they can bring those in.
So we're looking to bring jobs in to outsource pieces of large companies.
Through this.
Here, yes, exactly. So
there's plenty of people that could do that because there's so much of the telecommuting.
Exactly.
Like those, right?
Exactly. So rather than outsourcing overseas, let's outsource here within the United States to a rural area.
Okay, we're going to have you back on, again.
Great.
It's the 22nd, which is like, Monday? Is that the 22nd? When's the 22nd? Wait a minute. I have a new calendar.
Yes,
the 22nd is Monday. So we've got through the weekend and all that.
Yep.
We'll see if we can't get you back on again here to talk a little bit more about this. But, this is a good thing. So, you go to again, my friends, everybody's on your computer right now. All you people in the chat room can go to, Working Strategies for Women on Facebook.
Correct.
Scroll down to the State Farm app. Go on there and just do your 10 votes. You can do it all at one time. Bad Bob's going to do it during the break. And then I'll do it after this. And then what we need is to get up in that top 20.
40.
Top 40. Yep. And then the money will be pushed this way to help people get jobs, which is kind of the bottom line.
Exactly.
Of everything. Probably solve 90% of every problem in this county.
I agree.
Maybe 95. Okay. Wendy Zanatelli. Did I pronounce it right?
You did.
Zanatelli.
Good job.
So, thank you. How's the United Way doing?
We're doing really well. We've got some exciting things going on, programs like Working Strategies for other areas as well.
Do they ever have Working Strategies for Men?
We can work on that after we get this one off the ground.
Yeah.
And what is the name of that Facebook page again?
Working Strategies for Women. Are you looking it up right now?
Matter of fact.
And we have to run. When we come back, we've got a bullfighter coming in from the Red Bluff Roundup. And let me tell you, I can't wait to talk to this guy, get some stories from him, because it takes a certain amount of chutzpah to run at a ball instead of away from the ball. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a down day for the markets after several disappointing earnings reports and another drop in commodities prices. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down triple digits. Meanwhile, Google says it's experiencing partial status disruptions on some of its popular applications like Gmail and Google Drive. The company disclosed on its website the disruptions are affecting six of its 13 applications. And Bank of America has reached a record $500 million settlement with Countrywide Mortgage Investors. Countrywide was accused of misleading investors into buying risky mortgage securities. The settlement still requires court approval. Bank of America purchased Countrywide back in July of 2008. And New York grocery store operator Fairway is pricing its initial public offering above its expected range at $13 a share. The company expects to get about $159 million in proceeds. Fairway says it will use part of the money for new store growth and general corporate purposes. Fairway's IPO was filed back in September but was delayed following Superstorm Sandy. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-663-5618. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-663-5618. That's 1-800-663-5618.
Don't let tax time slow you down. Accelerate to Wind River Casino and play our Dodge the Tax Man Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a 2013 Dodge Dart SE, a car that turns heads, a new sleeker compact with a new sleeker look. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Win a variety of prizes, free slot play, or a 2013 Dodge Dart. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Just use your free River Club card daily for your chance to be a contestant to play the Plinko game board for free slot play on Tuesdays. The final drawing for your chance to play the Plinko game board is on Tuesday, April 30th, where you could win free slot play or a brand new Dodge Dart. The best part is that you get to avoid the tax man. We pay the sales tax for you when you drive off in your 2013 Dodge Dart. Over $40,000 in prizes given away in our Dodge the Tax Man Swipe to Win promotion. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun for your chance to win the 2013 Dodge Dart. See official rules. Some restrictions may apply. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation of elimination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 51 degrees, 734. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Are you getting competitive prices from your propane company? How about senior or veteran discounts? Locally owned, family operated, all these questions. You ask yourself these before you go and you choose a company. Shasta Gas Propane, you can check the block on every one of these. Plus 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. You know, yesterday I talked to John Growney, who is a stock contractor. And one of the things he said is how they're breeding the bulls. So they're tougher, bigger, stronger. I don't know. Can you make them smarter? You might be able to make them smarter. And that the whole idea is because bulls are graded, as are the, you know, the bucking, all the rough stock are graded by the judges. It's not just the riders. So the animals have to be performers too. Cause if you get, and they get judged on a 1 to 25 points from two judges. So half of the score is from the animal. And if a cowboy is coming in and he draws an animal that's like an 8-pointer, he may not even come to the rodeo because it's not worth his time. He could have a 50 ride and get an eight point bull. It's not worth his time. So they're looking for these bulls that are going to give them the capability of winning. Well, when you do that, these are tough bulls. I mean, 20 plus points. That means that they're in out there. Their whole mission in life is to take the cowboy and drive them 6 feet into the deck. Well, you see this. If you ever watch this, then you look at this fellow, or two fellows, sometimes three fellows, that are dressed in loose clothing and paint on their face, in a certain bravado as they walk around. They're called the bullfighters. They come in here to rescue the cowboys. And today we are honored to have one of them with us here that's upright and walking. His name's Eric Layton. Good morning, Eric. Good
morning.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Eric, you're 29 years old. Can you tell us how you got into this profession? It's not a, I don't know if you could call it a sport. It's a profession.
I don't know. I was rode bulls for a few years and, wasn't very good at it. So I just hung up my rope and fell into bullfighting and bought a set of cleats. And now I'm after, and I have all these rodeos and it's great.
Are you enjoying this?
Yeah, it's fun.
There's a big smile on your face.
Yeah, it's
right
a good
now.
Time. It's wouldn't trade it for the world. So it's good. I mean, I want to stay in rodeo and I couldn't ride bulls good enough to, you know, make a living. So I just tried fighting bulls and it worked out so I could just stay close to all my friends and travel, and it's been working out so far.
Now, when you get into this, was this something that you say, well, you know what, we talked a little bit about this. You're tall, and the taller you are, the harder it is.
Yeah.
I think it is to ride.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's just like, any type of sport like that where you need a center of gravity, which is kind of closer to the bull. So you said, okay, you know, I'm not riding that well, but I want to stay with the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who did you go to talk to about this?
There were some practice pens around at home and I just kind of tried it down there and got in front of the bulls. And then I called a guy that I knew that was on an amateur rodeo company over on the coast, and he hired me, and just kind of worked out.
Okay. Now, how many bulls do you face in a rodeo?
Like at Red Bluff, it'll be around 20, 22 a night.
22 a night. Now, you partner up with somebody, or do you all kind of come together, or do you have somebody you work with all the time?
Well, now I used to work mainly with like Joe Bumgarner and Shorty Gorm, but now I work with like three or four different guys, and they're from all over.
Now, this is obviously, it needs to take you all have to plan, do you all plan this out? I mean, do you sit down and have a strategy on how you're going to do this? Or is it like, hey, it's your turn?
No, we both work every bull the same, you know, same time, we're both in there. No strategy, then you start setting traps, and then it backfires usually, and pretty soon you're face down.
Okay, when you say you set a trap?
Well, like a strategy, you know, set a trap, or just kind of got to go in there and wing it. And, you know what your partner's going to be doing and what you're going to be doing and how you guys work together. So, you know, because every buck off's different and every bull's different, you know, versus, you know, mean versus gentle bulls. So you kind of have a different strategy every time. So you can't set one.
Okay. This, I find this really interesting because you've got to know all the bulls. So you, do you have a book on them at all? Or just from, hey, I've been around this bull. I've watched it buck four or five times. Cause they have like, the cowboys know they have a book, like, this bull's going to come out and go to its left.
Yeah.
You know, and horses the same way. I mean, they're almost like creatures of habit. So if you know they're going to come out and turn to their left, obviously you're prepared. But do you keep like a regular book on them or just in your head?
No. If they tend to run you over, you usually remember them.
Have you been run over?
No, I got it. You know, I remember a lot of them. I got a good memory. So I, for the most part, you know, the bad ones, the mean ones, you always remember. It's easy. And then you watch them two or three times and you remember.
You know how they're going to move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We got to take a break here. We come back. Ruth Nicholas is with us too. And she's you're the one, the media gal for this. But,
yes,
I want to talk a little bit about the Red Bluff Roundup and talk about how big it is and all these things. Then come back to Eric because I want to ask him about a gentle bull. I mean, a gentle bull comes back after he, you know, goes up in the air 12 feet and buries a cowboy, come over and like lick him or just, just won't step on him. We'll be right back after this.
Somebody said this ain't her getting out of town.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Left down, right on left and down, right on right, come on, you fucking let me get your right, step right, get off stage, goddamn good, you know.
Oh yeah, that's good music to be playing there. Yeah, I guess next time you're going to listen to it, huh? Okay, that's Carl Bott back from Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. That was pretty graphic. Pretty graphic music Bad Bob's playing there.
Nobody heard it on the air, fortunately.
Well, I don't know. I think the first word I heard was, and I thought, is that what they said? Okay. And in case you're wondering, Bad Bob was doing bump music that had some very interesting lyrics in it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's going to get hot out there. It's getting hot this week. Has your air conditioning unit been serviced? Has it been looked at? Are you ready for the summer? Alliance Heating and Air, my friends. They do great work. They'll come out there and take care of you just like they would your, like you were family. Give them a call at 221-2642 or look at, check their website out at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. They do great work. My guests are Eric Layton, who is the term bullfighter the right term?
Yeah, now it is. You know, it used to be rodeo clown, but, you know, with it bullfighter.
Never was that funny, was it?
No, not really.
Eric is a very somber guy, but he's got a great smile here when we get into this. But, you know, everybody, you know, you talk about, yeah, look at those clowns out there. They didn't look like they were having a good time. You know, I mean, you get the guy in the barrel.
Yeah.
Now that's, I mean, he's the entertainer, he's a clown. I'm also here with Ruth Nicholas, who's the head of the media here for the Red Bluff Roundup, and doing, by the way, an excellent, and no, you can even do an outstanding job.
Thank you.
Okay. Tell us about the Red Bluff Roundup. There's a lot of things, like this weekend is like the largest paying weekend in the nation this weekend, is that right?
Yes, huge rodeo, 92nd annual. We really kicked it off last Thursday with the 11 days of Roundup.
Yep.
Rodeo doesn't start till Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, but we've got so much other stuff going on.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a mixer Thursday night, there's parade Saturday morning, there's Kiwanis Pancake Feed Friday morning, and we're going to have world champions from across the nation come to compete. I mean, it's going to be great, great watching.
Well, the North State is attracting a lot of the top, mm-hmm. of the top, champions, the top cowboys and the cowgirls in the barrel racing are coming up here, because of the amount of money we're paying.
Exactly.
The type of stock we're having out here too. And the crowds.
They go where the money is. I mean, those guys make, just like Eric, you know, they make a living doing this and they have to go to the rodeos that have the best livestock and pay out the most money, and that's uh-huh. why they're in Red Bluff.
Well, Red Bluff is a great, we're going to be there. We'll be watching the rodeo this weekend. We'll be waving at you, trying not to, at Eric as he goes running by.
Distract me and get me run over.
Okay, Eric.
Yes, sir.
The it's a bad bull. It's a mean bull. You said there's mean bulls.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's a mean bull. He's getting ready to come out of the chute. What do you do? How do you prepare for that one as opposed to just, you know, you say there's gentle bulls, which is, I guess, is, there's levels of, you know, of gentleness, but you've got a mean bull, and so how do you prepare for that? How do you fight that one?
Well, like the mean bulls, they're kind of more difficult because obviously they, you know, going into it, they're mean, but then you got to stay what we call really flat. That's right against the bucking chute, so they don't see when they're bucking, and then you can't, you know, sneak out there and get closer, so you're right in the mix of things, because if they see you, they'll jump out of the spin and, you know, mess up a guy's ride. So you're actually makes it a little bit more difficult that way because you're further away. But when the guy falls off, you know, they don't bother me really that bad because mean bulls will just, you know, typically come right to you, you know.
So as soon as they see you, your job is once the cowboy hits the ground, one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
now you come off the chutes
mm-hmm.
so yeah. So the bull can see you because yeah. you want to take his eyes off the cowboy on the ground and come to you.
Yeah.
And then you can start your moves.
Yeah.
Right
just
there.
If it's 1 second or 2 seconds, give the bull rider the best shot at safety. I mean, it could be a split second. Just pick that bull's head up and get him to look at you. When that bull rider crawls out of there one direction, you know, it's like clockwork and you're done.
So have him turn towards you mm-hmm. and then let's so the bull rider can go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Are both of you and the other bullfighter both working the bull? Are you trying to confuse him in such a way so he's
yeah.
looking both ways?
Yeah.
You want to give him too much to process?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, typically, you know, depending on which way the bull's spinning and all that, one guy goes to the cowboy, and then I'll go the other direction. So I could just take the bull, and hopefully I get his attention, because if the other guy does, he might be in a mess with the cowboy right there.
Trying to get the cowboy up right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the bull rider ends up running the same way as you do, and then you're really in... You know,
now it's a smorgasbord for the bull.
Yeah, now, now he's got some pickings
now,
to do.
Now you just gotta be able to run faster than the cowboy.
Yeah, yeah. Kick him down, get out of there. No, you might get fired for that one.
No, because what they're paying you for is to risk your life.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, to put yourself in between. Now, do the cowboys give you like Christmas cards and bonuses?
Oh, a few of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But now, it's just, they know it's my job and we're all pretty close friends. And, you know, some of them are closer friends than others, and I get the Christmas cards and the phone calls and stuff. But, you know, maybe they buy you a beer if you save their butt one day. But.
Well, I think I'd be buying a lot of beers out there myself. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back here. But, you know, one of the things is that it seems like the most dangerous part is when the cowboy gets hung up in the rope.
Yeah.
And he's on the side of the bull. And now the bull's into a spin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, can you talk a little bit about that, how you handle that when we come back?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. We'll be right back. Our guest is Eric Layton, who is you know, he is a quiet guy with a nice smile. And he throws his body out there with how much they weigh? 1,200?
Average, like 1,400.
Average 1,400-pound bulls whose whole mission in life is to make your life change in 8 seconds. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hot cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show. It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 cars on display. The crews and community show and shines all week long.
Today starts off with a show and shine at the Shasta View Chevron, brought to you by Cross Petroleum. Then the fundraiser for the Foothill High School Band inside the Mega Tent, starting at 6 p.m. with music by the Foothill Cougar Band and the Jazz Cats.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium today through Sunday.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Sponsored by PG&E, Peterson Caterpillar, Wind River Casino, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Logo USA, and KNVN Channel 24.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
In the riding and the roping.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're here with Eric Layton, who is a bullfighter, and he'll be working this over at the Red Bluff Roundup now. Somebody asked, what was the meanest bull that you know of? And,
well, a long time ago, there was a bull named Crooked Nose. He was a fighting bull. He was pretty bad. I watched old tapes of him. He'd set traps up and cut a guy off, and there was just pretty much no getting away from him, it looked like to me. Pretty scary. But nowadays, there's some crossbred fighting bulls that people have been doing on the bucking bulls, and they're pretty hot.
When you say fighting bulls, you mean, are you talking about like the ones they breed and for the bullfights?
Well, like the fighting bulls you see in Spain, they're kind of like Mexican fighting bulls is what they're called, and they've bred them to some rodeo cows, and if they're not mean enough, now they are, and they got some bulls that spin, and then dang sure eat your lunch.
Okay, now you said there's bulls, and the bulls can learn.
Yeah.
And so they can learn to put a cowboy down in a well, mm-hmm. which means he comes off, but now he's trapped. He's got his hand hung up in the rope.
And
the bull is just spinning on him then.
Yeah. Some cases, depending on what way the bulls spin, they can well a guy. And if he's spinning to the left and he wells a right-handed guy, he is hung up. And in that case, it's a bad situation because the bull's spinning into the guy. And like me, I tend to jump the bull out of that spin and go the other way even.
Cause now, how do you do that? Do you literally come up to him?
Yeah, I get a hold of their face, I call it. And just get a hold of him and jump him out of it and try to line him out so your partner can get in there.
You grab his face?
Yeah, just try.
Smack him in the face, or you grab like a lip?
Well, if they're really mean, you can just pop them in there like their muzzle, uh-huh. and they come to you. But if they're not that mean, sometimes you really got to get a hold of them, like wrap your arms around their head.
Okay.
But, you know, be backpedaling when you do it so he doesn't throw you in the air.
So what's the, how high have you ever been thrown in the air?
Oh.
How's high is high? 30?
Oh.
Three-story building yet?
20 feet probably. 20 feet? Yeah.
I don't want to be morbid about this, but obviously you get injuries. And so one of the questions was, who does your insurance? You take care of your insurance.
Yeah, I got a insurance company that does it. You know, they ask questions about it and they're kind of sketchy on going in and covering you, you know, cause I mean, they say it's the most dangerous job you can have, I think, but I don't really think it's that bad.
Well, we're all sitting here smiling and looking at Eric right now when he says that.
I'd rather be fighting bulls than jumping motorcycles. I'll tell you that.
Oh, but yeah. That looks dangerous to me.
Yeah.
I've seen this. Okay. We're seeing the bulls are getting worse. I mean, getting bigger. You're talking about they're crossbreeding them with fighting bulls and, plus the fact they're training them, as we learned yesterday, to buck. Do you see that? And my question yesterday was, are the cowboys getting any better?
I think we still have a lot of good cowboys, but, you know, as far as so much of the ranching lifestyle's kind of headed out, we're not getting as many cowboys, you know, instead of like, you know, having 1,000 bull riders in the PRCA 20 years ago, you know, now we might have 300 or say, you know, I don't know the exact numbers, don't quote me, but,
yeah,
you know, we're just not having those cowboys come out from the ranch and getting on bulls no more, but, you know, we still got a good quality of them, just not as many.
Okay, and are there cowboys that's all they do is ride bulls, and they're not really, they get into the business to ride bulls, or they all got ranch backgrounds?
Well, you know, not all of them. Some of them, a lot of my friends, you know, they hunt and fish and gather cows and run some cows with their, you know, they have family operation, but there's a lot of kids that just, you know, show up, tried it, buddies talked him into it, and he was, you know, somewhat good at it, and so he's doing it, you know.
So. Okay. So how much do you travel a year?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I leave the 1st of April and then got a rodeo every week until the 1st of October.
Wow.
Except for 2 weekends now. But yeah, so I'm on the road a long time.
Now, do you go or you travel with a buddy that's riding, or do you by yourself?
I work for John Growney and Tim Bridwell, so I tend to drive the pickup and tack trailer of the rodeos. I'm usually by myself, but you know, we all stay together, so we're one big happy family.
So how much longer do you think you can do this, Eric?
I was hoping 10 years, till I'm 40.
You're 40? Are there bullfighters go that long?
Yeah, there's some.
Some of them, you see them out there?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you and listening to your side of what happens like that. It must take when you're sitting out there, the whole time your whole focus is on that bull.
Yeah, got to have patience and focus and guts, I guess.
Oh, yeah. guts. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for being here with us. And Ruth, thanks a lot. Red Bluff Roundup, big this week. And we're going to have somebody on tomorrow and Friday too, talking about this. All right. And we'll be back after these messages. We got the, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko here. We want to talk about, law enforcement here, but also about what happened in Boston and, his thoughts on that. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's still hard to hear all the stories.
The person next to me lost a limb, lost all the fingers on one hand.
Among the 176 wounded in the Boston Marathon bombings, three died.
It's impossible for me to express my sadness and my anger.
Secretary of State John Kerry got choked up at a House hearing talking about the terror attack in his home state. There are still no suspects. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Boston.
Authorities say they have recovered a piece of circuit board and the lid of a pressure cooker believed to have both been used as parts of the twin explosive devices. The FBI also released a photo of a mangled pressure cooker, apparently a key part of the bombs. It was most likely packed with nails and ball bearing type pellets for maximum injury. The investigation is painstakingly thorough, but is also being conducted with a sense of urgency, according to FBI officials. Dave?
According to the FBI, still testing a letter to U.S. Senator that may have contained the poison ricin, and
a senior Capitol Hill source says there are other suspicious letters possibly sent by the same person to other government officials, and that source says at least one letter was addressed to the White House.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Can you force police force you to give blood? The Supreme Court just ruled in the DUI case. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
In most cases, police must obtain a warrant before ordering blood tests for drunk driving suspects, a divided Supreme Court setting with a Missouri man who was subjected to a blood draw without consent. Justice Sotomayor arguing the dissipation of alcohol in blood is not sufficient reason to go around search and seizure requirements. In a separate opinion, the Supreme Court dismissing a human rights lawsuit, ruling federal courts do not have jurisdiction to hear challenges against foreign corporations accused of violations overseas. Dave.
Jared, the Senate today will debate and vote on amendments to gun control. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
At that House hearing where Secretary of State Kerry talked about the Boston bombings, he also reiterated,
Iran will not get a nuclear weapon.
This has foreign diplomats tell AP Iran has installed new high-tech machines at a uranium enrichment site that could help it make weapons. The Obama administration's refusing to recognize Nicolas Maduro as Venezuela's next president, backing the call by his challenger for an election recount. There are a lot of vacancies today on death row in Iraq. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither explains live from our Middle East Bureau.
The country's justice ministry say authorities have executed by hanging 21 prisoners convicted on terrorism charges and links to al-Qaeda. All the men were believed to be Iraqi al-Qaeda operatives involved in bombings and assassinations. The country will vote on Saturday in their first election since U.S. troops pulled out in 2011. It'll be a real test for security forces. Just a couple of days ago, 18 bombs exploded across the country in one single day. Dave.
Emily, this could affect Republican Mark Sanford's attempted political comeback in South Carolina.
Mark Sanford's ex-wife Jenny is accusing the former governor and current congressional candidate of trespassing, which violates their divorce terms in which neither can enter the other's home without permission. Jenny claims she found him in the home one night, which could bring about a contempt charge. The judge is holding a hearing 2 days after the May special election for Congress, in which Sanford hopes to fill a vacant seat in the U.S. House from South Carolina. The Sanfords divorced after the former governor admitted to an affair with an Argentine woman whom he now plans to marry. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
An apology from a Minnesota hospital for mishandling a stillborn baby the day after a shocked laundry worker found the body in a bedsheet at the hospital's laundry service. Regents Hospital in St. Paul says the remains were wrapped in linens and its morgue then mistaken for dirty laundry. On Wall Street, yesterday's rebound from Monday's big sell-off has evaporated. The Dow's down 170. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. Yeah, Free Fire Media. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. And we will try not to bring bump music that has gross obscenities in it like Bob pulled up last time. It's 8:05 in the morning. Linda's got a doctor's appointment. That's where she is this morning. She's well, but, you know, you have doctor's appointments. Bad Bob, what's the weather real quick?
Right now, Carl, we are looking at about 40. Well, let's update that because the screen is not updating correctly. And we're looking at 49 degrees in Reading. Looking for a high today of about 73. Tomorrow, going to get up to 81 and maybe some clouds on Wednesday and a high of 83. Once again, now we get an update of 46. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, Thursday nights is pizza nights. And, of course, Saturday, Linda will be there with her trio. And Coach Bob is going to be there playing his trumpet for the evening. And so going out there, make reservations, 474-5546, because reservations fill up quick. There's spots for like 60 people. Great night of music, food, wine, just a great time up there, out there. The ambiance, it's going to be beautiful up there in Somo Vineyards this weekend. 474-5546. Now, hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Chris Lasondak.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading session, and the markets are moving lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 174 points at 14,583. The S&P 500 down 25 points at 1549, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 67 points at 3196. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 229 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $19.16 at $406.93, Google down $10.45 at $782.73, while Facebook is off 32 cents at $26.59. Of local interest, Costco down 97 cents at $104.50, Home Depot's down 29 cents at $72.17, and AT&T is off 20 cents at $37.74. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced yield 1.69%, the 2-year treasury is yielding 0.23. Oil's down $1.39 a barrel at $87.63, and precious metals are higher with gold up $18.27 an ounce at $13.86.06, while silver's up 7 cents an ounce at $23.44. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. They're going to tell you the latest of what's happening in Wall Street. It's a volatile time, my friends, so you need to talk to people that know what they're doing. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive where their offices are. this Babao, the weather here is going to be just absolutely beautiful day. I know you've already
Perfect for a cool April night.
Going to be beautiful that, and for the Red Bluff Roundup that's going.
Absolutely.
It sounds like it's going to be a great one. Okay,
looking great for the weekend.
This portion of Free Fire Media was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down to Espresso Joe's for that great cup of coffee or any type of espresso latte or type of drinks down there, cold or hot. And then, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew will beat any prices for tobacco in this town. And also, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Tom's sitting here ready to go. I think we're going to talk, we're going to, of course, Boston, but AB-109 and drones. Like, just to throw that one out there.
Yep.
Sheriff, we're ready for all
some
these.
Some legislation down in Sacramento and more.
The legislation in Sacramento. I don't know, my friends, if you know the impact this could have on you, as you know, whether you believe in the Second Amendment or not, this
there's
tremendous.
A lot more tax bills coming up too.
All right, okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Hi,
KCNR 1460.
With Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond. 8:12 in the morning. It's 44 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. That's right. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Have your neighbors make you a great deal on Dodge, Fords, Hondas, Nissans, Lincolns, or Rams. Right here in Redding. They'll serve, of course, not just Redding, but the whole North State for Redding Crown Motors. They have a great selection of new and previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and their service department is second to none. That's Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call at 530-223-2177, or again, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. They're having a big, big show and shine there at Redding Crown Motors for our cool April nights. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. And you know what? Just in the break, Tom managed to raise my blood pressure by at least 56 points. Just by talking about the bills that are down in the Senate, and here's the Senate in the Assembly down there, mm-hmm. and here's the thing. Just reading about them today, they're going out of the committees 5-2, because that's how many Democrats and how many Republicans are in the committees. 5 Democrats, 2 Republicans. Republicans can't even get a bill out of committee, and they can't stop a bill from coming out of committee. And we're talking about bills that will have an impact on us, but we're going to talk about that in a little bit. The Terrorist Act in Boston. Mm-hmm. Sheriff, the chances of something happening like that up in Redding are probably not great, I would say. But we can't.
Doesn't mean that it can't happen.
It doesn't mean it can't happen because, frankly, a terrorist, if they were organized, would come to the smaller communities like Redding and other places and hit. Because they want to cause fear throughout the United States.
And they usually look for a large gathering of people.
That's right.
It could happen anywhere in the U.S., including Redding. And that's why it's good for people to be vigilant, be aware of what's going on around them. Right now they're trying to piece together some of the photos in Boston to see about when the backpack was placed in area, because they have a picture of it being there and then all of a sudden not there. So they're going to look at some other videos and some pictures to find out when it was placed, then start looking of who was in the area when it was placed there. And so that goes to being vigilant. What's a suitcase or a backpack being in a certain area that's unattended?
They've had those unattended package.
They've had those notices in airports for years since 9/11.
And that's something to look at because they do show these photos. They show mm-hmm. a photo of that, of the backpack. The first photo is next to the mailbox, and the next one is just exploding. It looks like right there. So. That's a and so what do you do though? What do you do if somebody comes up and you know and you're aware of your surroundings and you see somebody drop, you know, just leave their backpack and they wander off?
That's where you call law enforcement, call the dispatch center and say, "Hey, this is what I just saw, very suspicious. This person was walking and dropped off a suitcase, a package, a backpack, whatever it might be."
Do you get many of those?
We do not. However, people have forgotten a briefcase, like there was one near the Department of Motor Vehicles a few years ago. Someone left a briefcase there. Somebody did report it. Our bomb team responded, and they used a disruptor and basically blew up the briefcase and found out that it just had paperwork in it.
So much for that legal case.
But somebody was being vigilant and did report it, and
Then
we err on the side of caution and take those precautions.
You want to see paranoia? Leave a package in front of me in a line, like somebody did one time after I just completed a 1-month course in counterterrorism.
Yeah.
And this was way before 9/11. But this guy says, we're at the DMV and he says, "Hey, would you mind watch my package? I'll get you a Coke." And he goes around the corner. And this was like 1985. And I'm looking at this and I am starting to sweat because I just had a month long counterterrorism, of course, which with the tax and all this. And I'm sitting there thinking, now I know there's been no threats or anything like that. And then about the time I was getting ready to leave, I mean, it took like 2 minutes and I was like, okay, I'm leaving here. I just feel so uncomfortable. And he came around the corner with the Cokes. So.
Yeah. But again, being vigilant.
Yeah.
In foreign countries like Israel, they're used to that. If they see an unintended package, people aren't going anywhere near that thing.
And they spread out.
They spread out. And then as we saw in Boston, but also in other foreign countries, secondary devices. So they'll have one.
Yes.
And then either have another one along an escape route, or when first responders come in with ambulances, police, and people trying to help others, a secondary device will go off.
And that's sometimes is the bigger one.
Right.
Like that. Let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Hi, Carl. I have some related questions about the helicopter contract that the sheriff's department has. These are for the sheriff. How many flights a year does the contract involve? What's the cost per flight? The contract, I assume, requires a minimum number of flights. How many pilots? are we getting the best possible deal for our money? Would it be better to have the medical helicopters that work, one's for Shasta Regional, one for Redding, handle most of that?
Well, you had a multitude of questions in there. We do have a contract with a local air service, and it isn't based on the number of flights, but it's based on a dollar amount, total dollar amount that we're able to spend. I don't have the contract in front of me. And then it's also based on an hourly rate, and it's based on the helicopter itself. One helicopter is a turbine helicopter that has a higher hourly rate than a regular engine-driven helicopter, regular aspirated helicopter. So it's based on the amount of hours, and then we have to look at the flights and what we're doing. The medical helicopters, they have to be available for medical response and being able to respond. So we can't subcontract out with them. They do, on occasion, if they happen to be up in the air and there's, maybe a pursuit happening or looking for a person that's ran away, they can assist, but, they have to be available for their life flights. But, thank you very much for your questions.
Oh, okay.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Can I ask a little bit more?
Okay, yes, one more, because we got to go to a break.
Okay. Can't the two medical helicopters back each other up? So if one is on a call, the other one is still there to serve the community.
That would have to be an answer through each of the hospitals that have the helicopters. I would be unable to answer that one.
There are two separate companies that are handling that, I believe, Dave. And those are interesting questions because we're trying to figure a way because I'm going to talk about drones here in a couple minutes with the sheriff. So we'll be covering that.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot for your questions. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko. We've been talking about Boston. We're going to finish a little bit more about on the terrorism, but then I want to talk to him about drones and then some of the laws that are coming up. The sheriff's fighting for our rights under the Second Amendment, but right now we've got people in Sacramento. They have no concept of what our rights are. And I want to talk about a YouTube, a video that was sent to me by, Mark Beecham about a gent going out and having people sign petitions to do away with the Second Amendment.
Wow.
But we'll be right back after these messages.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Outside the Wire. The Fringe. The Conspiracies. The Possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio with KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda will be back, see what's today, Wednesday? She'll be back Friday with us. Of course, tomorrow night is On the Spot with Linda Bott, and she'll be singing out at Anselmo's this Saturday. And with the Pat Karch Trio, it's going to be a great time. Give them a call at 474-5546. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber and his band of merry builders out there. I can't tell you what a great job they do for on granite. Countertops, bathrooms, outdoor fire pits, smokers. I mean, I tell you what, these guys are just truly artists when they work in your home. Not only that, but they're the kind of guys that you can give them the key to your house and say, hey, look, have this finished. I'm going to be gone for 3 or 4 days. Can you get this finished and make sure it's clean? And they do it. And they do it. Keep you informed of what's going on. Absolutely great work. Can't say enough about Mike Huber and Estate Granite. Give them a call at 530-241-7866. That's 241-7866. Get that kitchen redone for your wife before the summer. All right, our guest is Redding, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. I'll be okay. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, well, you know. Tom, we were talking about, and I want to kind of finish up with this, about being aware. That's the big thing. As in the community, if you see something, don't feel silly.
No.
Call the police or call the sheriff.
It's even worse that if somebody suspected something, didn't report it, and then something bad happens.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about being vigilant, being aware. But no need to be paranoid and let it change your life. Go about your daily life, but be more aware, more cognizant of your surroundings and packages. And
get into that safety. Get into that yellow frame of mind where it's instead of being, oh, everything's perfect, be into the kind of an awareness. Not enough to make you go into hyper vigilant, you know, vigilance, but just be aware. Like,
you know,
the sheriff says.
We've been touting it for a while. Make sure your car is locked before you walk away from it. When you're coming back to it, is there somebody hanging around it, or are you looking around it and see what's going on in cars near there?
Yeah.
Maybe there's somebody kind of sitting there. A car that's been there for a while with somebody in it and has about half a dozen cigarettes sitting outside the window. Well, that person's been there a while.
Yeah.
That
things
could
to
be
look
suspicious.
When we talk about that, about being aware, are there any terrorist groups up here in the North State? I mean, would you tell me?
We probably couldn't tell you, but I get alerts every day from a terrorism task force. It's called the STAC report, STAC, and we get everything that's going on throughout the nation, and then they break it down by state and areas. And it can be something as simple as a suspicious package, or, you know, of course, we're getting a lot of reports on what's going on in Boston right now.
Well, what about terrorist groups?
Not a terrorist group, but there you could be. Also, something that happens nearby. There was a bomb that went off in a bank in Medford, Oregon area a few years ago. We're getting reports on that. Anything that comes up that could be suspicious or related to terrorism.
But there's nothing. I mean, it's like, oh yeah, we don't have a group that we know that's operating in the North State. And I'm not thinking of Al Qaeda, but because according to Department of Homeland Security, it could be us. You know, it could just be us retired veterans that are out there that we got to be watched. Are you watching this?
We're not watching the veterans.
You sure?
If we do, we're watching the veterans to support them on all the good stuff they do in our communities and in their service to our nation.
You know what, Tom? That's a great answer because, you know, a lot of times we start hearing this weird things from our elected representatives.
Look at our veterans with the Patriot Guard Riders that help out.
Yeah.
The Missing in America Project, the
Order
of the Purple Heart with golf tournaments and recognizing servicemen that that have made sacrifices, a lot of good groups, and we really do honor our veterans here in Shasta County.
Yeah, we do, and rightfully so.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so what's the latest that you've heard of about Boston? It looks like it was black powder, ball bearings.
Ball bearings, nails. It was made from there, putting information out. Now it was on the news this morning on GMA about being a pressure cooker bomb. So they went out and bought about $140 pressure cooker, which is used for canning and
yeah.
and cooking foods.
Sure.
That was the container that they put the device and the contents inside of to contain it. And mm-hmm. then when it expanded, of course, it blew up and made a lot of shrapnel.
Any idea what the detonator was?
They haven't released that yet. They did find the lid to a pressure cooker on the roof of a nearby building.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're trying to find out, who bought it. Where, if they can, is the pressure cooker that's made out of Canada. So they're trying to run down those leads. All of this has been on the national news. So
absolutely.
There's no secrets
that,
there.
But I know that you're following it probably closer
yeah.
than I am. Did it say black powder? I understand it wasn't. They said it wasn't a plastic. But they don't know, do they?
And they think that one of them might have not had the impact that it had because perhaps the lid failed or something failed that it didn't make – as much of a containment.
Okay.
One of the devices didn't detonate as they had probably planned it to.
Which was why they have the pressure cooker, because it holds down.
Then right.
That way everything goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Well, that sounds...
Nobody's claimed, so far, nobody has stepped forward. So they're not... They don't know if it's a domestic terrorism yet or if it's a group is going to claim responsibility. So that's all being investigated by the FBI, counter-terrorist groups, and, of course, Boston PD.
All right, we've got to take a break here for our news, but I guess it shows that no matter how many police and everything out there, you've got to be aware of what's going on around you so you can at least point
people
this
need
out.
To be aware, be cognizant, be vigilant, and yeah. then work with us and be our eyes and our ears.
There you go. We'll take a break. Carl Lindebot, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenka. We'll be right back after the news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster.
We will do all we can to bring whomever is responsible for the attack to justice.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says there's no indication the Boston Marathon bombing is part of a larger plot. Secretary of State John Kerry on Capitol Hill refusing to speculate on who did it.
Terror is terror. You know, a bomb going off in a mass of people. There's a bomb going off in a mass of people.
The trauma surgery chief at Boston Medical Center, Dr. Peter Burke, says his hospital has performed 7 amputations on 5 patients.
We have a lot of lower extremity injuries, so I think the damage was low to the ground and wasn't up. But now the patients who do have head injuries were blown into things probably or were hit by fragments that went up.
FBI experts are working to piece together bomb fragments taken from the scene. This is a Fox News alert.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences, so give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work and corning to make it more truck-friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Redding plant and pick up some high-octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot. Everywhere around the
world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. It's 8:34 in the morning, 46 degrees out. There's going to be such a beautiful day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460.com. Barry on my computer's giving out, but I'm still here with you in mind, even if I can't read what you're writing here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, where I'm going to be this morning because I have hair so long that I'm starting to look like, Bad Bob. That's, but they're located right off Athens Avenue. They have discounts for seniors. They have discounts for veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. Is there any doubt where I would get my hair cut? Right there. It's got like three things that I qualify for. And DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
You are looking a little shaggy there.
I am. You know what? Yeah. You know, I've been, every time I start to go down there, it's just work. Work takes its toil on all of us. Look what it's done for you. Of course, you
look
younger.
Yeah, I lost my hair, yeah.
You look younger than, I'm sure. When you started, did you have hair?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you did. Thick, full head of hair, yeah.
Do you have like a photo of that or something? Someday?
I have one sitting in my office there when I was working a dog as a canine officer, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now we talked about, last thoughts on the terrorism would be is, again, if you tell anybody anything, it would be aware of your surroundings.
Be vigilant.
If you see something, don't get paranoid, but if you see something there, somebody's leaving, you see a bag or a suitcase or something that's there, you need to call somebody.
You know, out of place and odd.
Right. And that includes people.
Yes.
I mean, because you can see some people doing weird things out there, so you need to let the police in the sheriff.
The other day, I was at a, where was I? I was at an event. Oh, it was for the veterans. But I was escorting a staffer of Doug LaMalfa's back to her vehicle. Mm-hmm. And we get there. Well, she had parked in a dark spot near the post office. There was no street light right there. And I get back. And I said, she had a tonneau cover on her pickup. I said, hey, your tailgate's down. She goes, it shouldn't be down. A little odd. And someone had gone in and stolen something out of the back of the bed of her truck. But again, it's like, I said, well, you parked necessarily in the wrong place because I said you should have parked near a street light. And and I was already looking at her vehicle as we were approaching it, noticed the tailgate was down, which I thought was a little bit odd since she had a tonneau cover.
Yeah.
But it's those little things like that is just to be aware of your surroundings.
You know what? I want to talk drones, and I want to talk crime in AB 109, how it's going to get worse. I mean, it seems, and maybe this is just anecdotal, maybe I'm just noticing more, but it just seems like we're getting more and more people on the streets that are...
Not everybody that's on the street is a 109er or a parolee, but there is a lot of homeless people here, too.
It seems like we're seeing more and more of that. They're on the corners. They're
Chico's dealing with it right now, too. Same thing for the homeless and the panhandlers and everything going on.
Yeah. We can get to that one.
Yeah.
I want to get to AB 109 after this one. Drones. It was a big thing last night in city council. A lot of people really against drones. I see the fact that being the large county we have and such a few number of sheriffs we have because of budget cuts, that it could be really helpful in something in, you know, in helping a law enforcement.
It can be an effective tool.
Yeah.
And of course, like anything else, could it be misused? Certainly. But then you have to have the ethics and the integrity and standards and some protocols to be used appropriately. Right now, there's a ceiling on when we're flying a helicopter, for spotting for like marijuana and stuff. We can't be below a certain, altitude because it would be an invasion of privacy.
Oh, really? So, like what altitude?
I think it's 1,000 feet above ground level. Okay. You have to adjust
well, let me ask a question. Is you're flying the helicopter looking for something?
You don't want me flying the helicopter.
Okay, not you. Okay. They're flying, and I won't be in it. They're flying the helicopter and your officer looks over and he goes, looks in his backyard. Oh, there's something wrong going on down there. And then he reports that.
That's okay because they're on duty. They're on patrol where they're supposed to be at that altitude where they're supposed to be.
That's even though that's not the house they're supposed to be looking at.
Yeah. They're flying a reconnaissance looking for marijuana. It doesn't mean that they have to close their eyes to other illegal activity.
Oh. Huh. So, that's interesting. So that they see, look into your backyard, you know, if you got
I know where you live.
Yeah.
And you have, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
But you're elevated over some other neighbors', yards. I'm over at your house. Look over and in your neighbor's yard is some type of illegal activity going on, whether it be growing or something else.
Right.
That's legal. I'm in a spot where I'm legally to be, and I didn't come and knock on your house. Hey, Carl, can I come into your house and look in through your yard to look into your neighbor's yard? And technically, that would still be legal. But
so, can police come in and just say, "As they're walking by your home, look over the fence"? Can they do that?
Probably not. There, they're just coming by and hey, I'm going to look into everybody's fences. No, because then there'd be a reasonable expectation of privacy. It could be in the curtilage area, which gets into a lot of the technical law aspects of it.
Okay.
But.
So there's, what the court usually looks
at, were you in a place that you were supposed to be that you would normally be, and it wasn't a reasonable, expectation of privacy there. That's what they look at.
And see, and this is the big question, there's so many laws and regulations, that need to be put in place to protect people. That somebody's just not, just trolling out there, going from house to house, parking it over your house for a little while and then going to someplace else. To me, that gets into your,
Fourth
Amendment, of search and seizure.
We're very fortunate. We have a few helicopters up here, not like the metropolitan areas, but we have the medical helicopters that we talked about. We have a CHP helicopter and fixed wings. They're out on routine patrol. Their routine patrol for CHP, for the air operations, is in the air. When they're patrolling around, they don't have to close their eyes and say, hey, I'm not going to see anything.
This. Okay.
Yeah, they're out and they're at an altitude they're supposed to be at that's safe and within the law.
That would be kind of like if a drone was flying then.
Very similar. You could have them on patrol there. You just have to be aware of the laws that regulate the Fourth Amendment primarily, and then FAA laws.
But, okay.
So we are. And this is for just testing of drones in the area.
That's the testing one. I was just thinking because there's some, the having people in here saying is that they don't trust the government, even local government.
Yeah. There's a sheriff in another county. He's looking at getting a small, battery operated drone. Mm-hmm. And being very controversial in his county of it. And I know the Board of Supervisors discussing it and stuff. And it could be used for reconnaissance, like on a SWAT mission, some search and rescue search and rescue, different things like that.
Absolutely.
And it can be beneficial to where maybe you can't insert, a person safely or you want to get some, you can't get to it easily, like for search and rescue.
Right. Okay.
So,
and we got to take a break.
Yeah, we
got to take a break. And, drones, this is a question that has got big legs because it keeps going on and on and on. And I don't think it's going to stop because people on both sides of the political spectrum.
Another issue, but how many video cameras and video surveillance are there in place every day that we're walking down the street and we don't know about it.
Let's talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl Bott, and I'm here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking, video cameras. Do you have, what do you think about that? Walking down the street and being videoed all the time. We'll be right back.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us. Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to him. She has a doctor's appointment this morning. 8:46 in the morning, 46 degrees out there, heading on to a beautiful, beautiful day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli at Orchard Nutrition and Reading's largest selection of natural food, supplements, and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are all at Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 530-244-9141. Very knowledgeable. You know, the place is immaculate, and they, the employees there and the family that run this are just absolutely great to be, to deal with and to work with. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. And that, we've talked terrorism, we've talked the drones, and one of the things you said, but I want to have enough time to address this, the latest judgment under the criminals in
realignment,
where the judge said, nope, no more time. You
That's
are
great.
Not going to give you an extension. We're not going to raise your level. You've got to meet this. You got to meet the level they've set.
Right.
So that's another, what, a couple thousand?
Probably over 10,000.
10,000 more criminals?
The California prison system is at about 145% of their population, over their population. They have to get down under the Supreme Court decision to about 137%. They did get about a six-month extension to try and get to that, and then the governor wanted to go back and say, hey, let us raise the limits on our population. So, cause we haven't reached him yet. And the court said, no. Now he's talking about appealing that, going back to the Supreme Court again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll be successful. And then on top of that, the state will be bringing back about 10,000 inmates that they currently have housed out of state. And they did that under Governor Schwarzenegger. So they're bringing them back, and that's going to raise their population. And that concerns myself and sheriffs and chiefs of police all over the state, because if you're already overpopulated and you're bringing more back, what is that going
to
mean?
So that's 20,000 people we're going to have. They're going to have to turn loose. Potentially 20,000. And these aren't necessarily the non-nons, are they?
Because they've been releasing the three nons.
Yeah.
And so their population is getting down to the more violent ones.
To the non. One non. Like, hasn't killed anybody today.
And they're talking about giving more credits for serving their time so they can get them out sooner. They're talking about changing the criteria for people to be in the fire camps, the conservation camps, which could end up with persons that have more violent backgrounds. Or sentences in the fire camps, which are minimum security. That's a big concern. And then releasing more sooner. So that could have much more of an impact. And we have seen firsthand here in our community with the impacts of AB 109, with property crimes up and crimes of violence up. Sheriffs across the state are seeing the same thing in their communities that they serve, and chiefs of police.
Jails are filled throughout the state. I mean, throughout the state. And some of them with sentences like 20 or 30 years.
There's one in Southern California, 43 years. We have a 10-year sentence here in Shasta County. And then in a Southern California county, you're only doing about 10% of your time. So if you got sentenced to a year in county jail, you're only going to do about 36 days.
Wow.
So that's because all the jails, not all, but nearly all of them, are full. And that's a big, big impact. So it was hastily made, forced upon the counties, and who were not prepared for it as fast as it come. They're talking about doing realignment too, and changing some of the laws for sentencing so they don't come back to prison again. There's some pieces of legislation by Senator Nielsen, who I stay in good contact with all the time.
Yeah.
And then he's looking at mandatory prison sentences for offenders that cut off their GPS bracelets, specifically sex offenders that mm-hmm. have been in there.
Yeah.
The multi-year sentences, instead of having these people that are doing 10 to 40 years in jail, those would go back to prison. And then if they have a past history of violence, kind of like a three strikes one,
yeah.
sending those people back to prison. But then you know the state's going to be against that because they're trying to lower their population.
But
so it's having an impact in our communities and our quality of life.
Well, and in fact, I get something from Senator Nielsen almost every day also, but about these AB 109s are committing heinous acts out there, sex offenses and all these are early releases. They haven't.
It's really timely that we're talking about this because I think on a break you spoke about having Senator Nielsen either here or on the phone
on Friday,
which is good that we can talk about realignment on Friday as well.
Okay. Well, we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking realignment. That it's not getting any better, my friends. In fact, it looks like we could have the possibilities of having 20,000 more statewide felons released, which means we get our percentages of them up here is looks like it's really good. So we're going to be right back after these messages. Just a small
town, yeah. In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town's more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234 and we'll be there for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. Down.
No, I won't back down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about, was there voter fraud in the last election? And if there was, how much? We've got an expert coming in on that one. She'll actually be calling in. Also, the third day of Red Bluff Roundup. We're going to have, the head of the Red Bluff Roundup, rodeo in here talking about that. Our guest today is Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we have a caller on the line. Dustin, good morning. You have a question.
Yeah, I was wondering, with the new laws that legislation is looking at passing, as far as firearms and stuff like that, I recently started the purchase of a hunting rifle that has a detachable magazine. Under new laws, is it possible that that could be illegal?
Well, thanks, Dustin. You say under the new laws, so far as a good question, and thanks for calling in, Dustin. So far as it is not a new law, there is a piece of legislation in Sacramento right now that wants to ban any rifle, rim fire or center fire rifle, with a detachable magazine.
Semi-automatic,
that's correct. And so that would include a lot of regular sporting hunting rifles like a Remington 740 or 7400, a Winchester Model 100, a Browning BAR that is all used for regular hunting rifles.
My M14.
M14, actually, yeah.
Because that's,
or M1A, that, probably.
Or M1A, yeah. And that, but that's a hunting rifle. It doesn't, it's
so a, right now, Dustin, no, but it depend, it falls under the classification if it depends of what's going on, and if this gets passed. And that's why it's important to stay connected with, what's going on in our legislature, what's going on with the bills, and have your voice heard and let our legislature know your opinions as to those pieces of legislation.
I personally would buy one right now, Dustin, make it illegal.
Some of them, one's trying to do away with grandfathered guns. The other ones, if you have one and then this legislation passes, then you'd have to have it registered, much like some of the older assault weapon bills the on the books right now.
But it's not illegal to buy one right now.
It's a bolt action, but I was just reading the newspaper. Maybe I got it mistaken. I thought that they were looking at all guns with detachable magazines.
No, so far it's semi-automatics, but okay. You know, they're going to start chipping away at it. Who knows where it could go next?
Exactly. Right. That's the scary part. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Hey, okay, but there's other things they've got going on there too.
They have a bullet tax, which you want to tax anywhere from 5 cents to 10 cents per round for purchasing.
Ammo buyers will have to have a background check and a permit.
Yep. And think when you say background check and permit, think dollars.
It makes you break, completely, almost break your weapon down if you've got a semi, there's one, if you have a semi-automatic weapon to reload it.
Yes.
You have to practically take it apart.
Correct, because it would have to be loaded from the top. So like in a AR or a M1 type of weapon, you'd have to break it down from the, so you could load the magazine from the top. And some of that's not even practical. I don't even think you can do it.
What about a pistol? On a pistol, you can't do it.
Like on a 1911 pistol, you'd have to try and take your slide completely off, load the magazine from there. None of that is practical at all.
Well, the whole thing is to take away our weapons, right?
It's basically trying to
take away our legal, Tom, if they pass this.
The Second Amendment right there. Yeah. And the problem is most of the time the legislatures don't understand. It is not the law-abiding citizen. Have laws that deal strictly with the criminals, their criminal behavior, mental health issues, and drug addiction issues.
Absolutely. If they pass this.
I doubt if it's going to be passed.
But if they did.
And it would be probably challenged in court right away as being unconstitutional.
Your stand on this, though, is that we have our Second Amendment rights.
It's pretty clear in the Second Amendment that it is the right of the people to keep and bear arms, and that's been upheld in a number of court decisions, most recently Heller and McDonald.
And as far as you're concerned, then that's the law of the land, not some stupid law that crazy people put out.
The laws from the states can't be in conflict with the Constitution and our amendments.
I'm getting good feelings here, Tom, is that if you see me out on the range shooting my 1911, you're going to go,
I might join you.
Mind if I shoot that a little
bit? I got my 1911 as well.
There you go. Tom, thanks a lot. We covered a lot of things today.
We did. Always a pleasure being here.
Yeah, you know, we always like you being here, Tom, and talking about everything that's going on in our community. Again, tomorrow we're going to be talking about, hey, was there voter fraud and how much? I'm talking with somebody that wrote a national author that wrote a book about this. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady.
We will do all we can to bring whomever is responsible for the attack to justice.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano adding her voice to the vows to get to the bottom of what happened in Boston. Pieces of a bomb believed to have been found. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live in Boston.
Bomb-sniffing dogs are still in patrol here, as are state and city police and National Guardsmen, some patrolling in armored Humvees. Meanwhile, authorities still combing through the crime scene say they have recovered a piece of circuit board and a lid of a pressure cooker, both believed to be part of the two explosive devices. The FBI also released a photo of a mangled pressure cooker, believed to be the housing for the bomb parts, which included nails and pellet-like ball bearings. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. And 2 days later, some of the dozens injured remain hospitalized and fighting for their lives. A 5-year-old girl among those still in critical